Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the smutty little books that my friends read. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Too much eye contact.
Hi.
Hello.
We're locked in with our eyes. I wish I could make my eyes go two different directions.
Oh, do you want me to show you how to do that? Like I can make chameleon. One go straight and one go in.
Do it.
I can't. Shall we all do it? We probably will cut this out. But
no, we're keeping
this
it.
This is going to be great for our audio listeners.
Yeah. But on the video, which you can find us on YouTube for just this part.
Okay, ready? Yeah. Everyone hold up one finger in front of your right eye.
Okay.
Vanessa. Okay, now stare at it.
Remember how we said we're going to get straight to the book this week? And now we're doing magic tricks.
Okay, ready? It's right over your right eye. It's not center in your face, right?
Okay.
Now just keep staring at it and move it towards your face. Do you see how my eye is going in the wrong direction?
Show it to the... See, I didn't do it because I just wanted to watch your eyes.
I did!
Did you?
I don't know.
I couldn't see because I was cross-eyed.
Because you were one eye crossed,
I was trying to look at the video like I could see myself as I do it.
I feel like if Eric were here as a producer, he would be like, what the fuck are you guys
doing?
Yeah,
what are
you doing? Let's go ahead and start that again.
Yeah. They don't care.
But you can imagine it, you know.
That's why he's not the producer.
Yeah, that's why
we don't have one.
We have one, you know. We're all one. So this week we've got a Barbara presentation.
This week we've got a Barbara book.
You were furiously checking your notes before we started.
I was studying up, and I still don't remember anything. Vanessa and I were talking about this because we are the ones who read the books, and it's like if I read it too quickly, like in one day, I feel like I don't remember anything. Yeah. But if I take too much time, I'm like, I only remember the end of it. So it's all just very difficult.
Yes. It's hard what we do.
Y'all make it look easy.
I just want you to know.
And I appreciate the hard work that you do.
I almost think it's kind of like when you like binge a Netflix show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it comes out on a new season and you don't remember anything. I feel like sometimes that can kind of be how like rushing through a book can be.
That's how I feel with like Love is Blind and all those dating shows where I'm so invested and then I'll be like, who the fuck is that guy? Yeah. And I'm like, oh wait, I knew everything about them 3 months ago.
Yeah,
it's like a sleeper agent goes, oh, I remember everything.
Yeah.
Gotta find the sweet spot.
So
we have a book this week.
I brought
you ladies something special.
Oh. I'm excited because I know nothing about it. Sometimes you'll give me little teasers or little...
And then she does something completely opposite of the teaser.
Yeah, or it'll just be like, oh, I'm excited.
The ice skating.
The only teaser that I got for this week was get your accents ready.
Did you?
Oh. I mean, I'm a master of disguise. I can get them all. I can make a dude sound stupid in many different ways.
That is so true. I have absolute faith in your ability to do that. This week, we are covering A Sinner's Promise.
Ooh.
By Kylie Kent.
Is this religious based? Like, is it like the Catholic Church? Oh,
no.
Like a sinner?
God. Okay. Oh, God.
And it's not
the things that you want.
I don't swear. Even
know.
Yeah.
This is where my mind goes. It's not things I want. I know that the Sinners is the name of the band that our super fan Laura reads. She likes those books about the Sinners, which we need to read one.
Okay, hi, well, Laura. It's not that. I'm sorry, Laura.
That's okay. So A Sinner's... Wait, Revenge or Promise?
Promise. A Sinner's Promise by Kylie Kent.
Kylie Kent. Okay.
And one actually serious note. We really don't normally do this, mm-hmm. but in all sincerity, if you listen to this and you want to check out this book, check the trigger warnings.
Okay.
Check it. Look into it. Just know what is happening there because mm-hmm. they're listed on like the first page.
Okay.
And it's...
Yeah. A lot of books put trigger warnings in like the first pages and stuff.
I think a lot of the books that you and I have done, Vanessa, are like, ooh, this book is dark. This is this. But with this one specifically, I'm not going to go into like what it is, and we're not going to talk about it on the episode. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to know, then it's you're safe for this episode. But just look into it before you dive in blind is all I'm saying. But it is 508 pages.
Ooh.
And it came out January 22nd.
Oh. This year?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Another new release.
A Barbara like Bloom. I feel like that's what these are. You're very good with these like new books.
Well, it is special. It's a dark mafia romance.
Ah, yes.
It's part one of like, it's going to be a series of five, I guess.
Okay.
And it came out in January 2024 and I checked the next books and they come out in April, July.
Yes.
That, like they're all going to be out by the end of the year.
I love it.
Kindle Unlimited. You got to love it.
It's good because it seems like a lot of people, like I know your hesitation with one of the books that just came out was you're like, I know I'm not going to get another one for a long time. And so that would be.
Well, that's the difference between Kindle Unlimited and like regular books.
Yeah, the difference.
That's true. That's true. I haven't even finished. There's a lot of like TV series I won't finish because I'm like, I know I'm not going to get another one for a long time. So I'm just like The Bear. I'm like, I don't think I've watched the last two or three episodes because I'm like, I don't want it to be over. So I don't want to have to wait for
now
another
you're
bit.
Waiting on your terms.
Yeah, I'm in control.
And that's all the difference.
And I have the power. And
that's
I'm
so
in control.
True.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, why is this book special?
Yeah.
Why did I pick this one? Why is it special? This is a Shirley book.
Oh, my God. So did Shirley like this?
Five
or did she hate it?
So
okay, wait. Refresh our people of who Shirley is. She's
Shirley.
Early episodes.
What book was it that the
was it Mile
review
High?
Was it Mile High?
It was not Mile High. It was The Darkest Temptation.
Okay,
and she said she pulled her leg hair out.
I think one by one. Yes.
She said that she didn't finish it. She like cut out, bailed at like 30% into the book or something like that, and said it was so boring. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tweeze out my leg hairs one by one. Like, she would rather pull out all of her leg hairs individually than read this book.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And you were like, I want to see Shirley's 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Like, what does she like? Because we liked that book.
Yes. She signs off every review, Shirley. Period.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you were able to find her Goodreads account.
Yes.
And then see...
Well, she was an Amazon, and that was actually my big exciting. She was an Amazon review. And then I thought, wait a minute, I never checked to see if she had Goodreads because...
No, I found her list on Goodreads, and I was trying to see if any... I only have one book that matches up with hers, and it's a hockey book.
All right.
But she gave it 3 stars.
So I... Okay, Shirley. Shirley. this one, she only gave 4 stars because on Amazon, when I originally was pulling from, she doesn't have any 5 stars.
She doesn't like anything.
That was what was so weird. And I was telling Eric about this. I was like, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Mm-hmm. He's my IT professional.
Yeah.
I can't find the 5 stars. I swear to God, there were 5 stars. I remember back in the day, close to episode
maybe
2.
Maybe she changed them.
Maybe she did. But I could only get like 15,
she'd be like, you know, now that I thought
20?
About it, I'm take a star away.
Yeah. No, I changed my mind. I do hate my leg hairs.
That was annoying. Like that.
Yeah. But
updated review.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I thought
I did
about
a reread.
It more. Yeah. Yeah. I had a dream, and I hate this now.
I met somebody with the same name.
We had a couple episodes ago.
Or someone that someone was like, it was really hard for me to like this book because
love somebody... the book 1 star because the guy's name is Dean, and I'm out.
Yeah,
somebody said something that they were listening to the podcast and they couldn't. It was like taking them out of it because like it was like their dog's name.
I saw that. Like it was a Persephone. I think it was Neon Gods. Oh, that was in one of our reviews.
Yeah.
And the review starts off, which is great. Like, we love the review. Thank you so much. But it's so funny because it starts off with my
but
biggest
I couldn't
problem.
Listen
with it,
to the episode.
Like, it was a critique and it was like, oh, no, wait, everything else is really nice and kind and I liked it. But
But yeah, please leave us reviews. We love them. They're the best. And we love everything at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere. You know,
I love the emails.
The emails are so fun.
It is literally my favorite part about all of
this. We should make
a
little book for us.
Oh my God, like a baby book for
like
the podcast.
Like a scrapbook. Our first year.
Our first email.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Who was our first email? I want to know.
I honestly think it was someone going like, the audio isn't great.
Oh, yeah.
On that? And we were like, hey, no, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Hey, Barbara's audio is a little fucking low. We're like, yeah, I know. We don't know what we're doing. We recorded
we recorded
four episodes before listening to them because we were too scared.
Try eight. We went eight episodes. I think we released at eight episodes or something, and me and Em had not listened. I don't know about you, but we had not listened to it. We tried to listen to one, and we turned it off immediately.
I had to listen. I have to listen several times because I'm editing the
first. Yeah, but we didn't start editing until way down the line, but I'm saying
no, I started doing like a couple things, but episode one is raw, untouched, not ideal.
Rolling the mic not cords ideal. Around.
I love it.
And here we are, past episode 20, episode 22, or whatever we're on now, and I still don't know what I'm doing. So you know what,
fine.
Everyone?
It's going great.
This will be part of our scrapbook.
Yeah, I love it. We're growing together. So Shirley did, she gave this a 5-star review.
She did not. So on the like 15 or 20 reviews on Amazon when I originally was looking, and then by then I'd already chosen the book.
I'll do a deep FBI dive.
I did a deep FBI dive on her Goodreads. Okay. She has over 500 reviews.
Yeah,
not ratings. Written reviews. Reviews,
yeah. She loves like, to write.
Oh my God, Shirley.
Wow.
Iconic.
She's an author.
Oh my God.
So we got a lot to pull from. But
I need
this
to find Shirley. I need to talk to her.
I know.
That needs to be a bonus episode of where, like, I know what she is.
Our
into.
One and only guest star.
Yes. Yes. On our Patreon eventually, which we'll get there. Hopefully you like it. If you want one, let us know. If we get one, sign up for it.
Thank you.
We love you.
Please help us.
There might even be a little pleasure dom category for all of our little pleasure doms.
She loves that.
For all of you that are, all of yous.
All of you guys is
all you that are really passionate.
We should have a
whole scrapbook. A whole scrapbook page for New York, but a New York tier. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, so back to Shirley and her reviews
Shirley.
And the book.
So this is the
found
a four-star
This is four
review.
Stars. There were two that I saw that had 4 stars, and then also she gave 4 stars to, like, a shoe rack, so that was misleading.
Oh, my God. On Amazon?
Like, well, I also need her, like,
boomer.
Shopping list.
This is boomer territory right here.
I love
it. A lot of her books, I remember looking way back in the day, they all just seem so cheese.
Oh. Well, this one ain't. This one comes with a trigger warning
mean,
for
like,
us.
I don't know about the books. Like, I didn't read any synopsises, but, like, I'm saying, like, the covers like, mm-hmm. like, it seems like Sinners.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's very, like,
so
Kindle
what is
Unlimited.
The
Sinner's Ripper.
Promise?
A Sinner's Promise, yeah. Okay, it's 508 pages. Here's the synopsis. The main character's names, I'm just going to tell you. It's Gio, like Giovanni.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I think
Italian?
That yeah, De Bellis.
What?
De Bellis? Sure. I don't know how to say it. I think looked up how to pronounce it and I forgot what it was.
Their name is De Bellis. Mm-hmm.
The girl?
That's the guy.
Oh, his Giovanni name is Gio De Bellis.
There we go. There we
Gio
go.
De Bellis.
And her name is Eloise.
Eloise.
Oh, there's a lot of
Ease.
And is it it?
I definitely always knew how to pronounce Eloise when I read it for the first time ever, like however many years ago, and I didn't mispronounce it in my head.
How would you have definitely hypothetically mispronounced it in your head?
Well, it's spelled Eloise.
Okay.
And if I were a moron, which I'm not.
Of course not.
No.
It
but
looks
hypothetically.
Like, it sure looks like Eloise or something like that. Oh, and if I were dumb, I would think that's a horrible name.
I think like next to Giovanni...
Giovanni Dibi.
I think that because I read Eloise when I was little, that book about the girl that lives at the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't remember that? It was a cartoon, right?
Yeah. Well,
are you guys thinking of that one, Matilda?
No.
Similar but different.
What's Matilda the little girl in the yellow dress?
Madeline. Yeah. That was the one where she had her appendix come out.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
She's like a little orphanage and she woke up with a tummy ache.
We should do that for an episode.
Oh, my God, I would. My mom, whenever she would read it to me, she'd go, Madeline.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, I never messed up that name. So
it was definitely not how did you not say it?
I don't want to say. No, it looks like Eloise. Eloise.
Eloise.
Okay.
So how long did you read the book? Like, I mean,
hypothetically.
My friends.
Yeah.
Who's real sweet, but real dumb. I don't know. I mean, I didn't really come across it. I just remember way back in the day.
Are you hearing it pronounced for the first time right now?
No.
No, I'm saying, so how long did you read the book pronouncing it wrong?
This one? Or
yeah, this one.
This one? Not at all. Because oh, I, years ago, went, oh.
Okay, I got you, got you, got you.
And then by then I knew.
Got so. You. Okay. Yeah.
I think I was 4.
Oh, sure. Okay. I mean, I never knew how to spell hors d'oeuvres and didn't put it together that hors d'oeuvres was the same mm-hmm. thing as that. And I was like, whatever hors d'oeuvres is, I don't know.
I, yeah, that's the,
just if we're confessing things right now.
That's a weird word.
Say it's safe place.
I read a lot. We all know that, Vanessa. I read a lot more than I talk to people. So mm-hmm. I've been mispronouncing things my whole life. And that's my okay. mother, hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane. She's always like, run that back again. Say that one more time. God. Let me hear it again. And I'm just like, I don't want to now. I know I'm wrong, but I don't even care, Diane.
Now I don't even care. But hi, Diane.
I don't even care. Hi, Diane.
Run that I back think again. It's funny when people think it's funny that their kids are mispronouncing things and then they just let them live their life
oh
like
my God.
That. I would be so annoyed.
Diane would never.
She would never. She lovingly, corrects you now.
Lovingly, she does correct me now. She told me that we were pronouncing Aaron and Aaron wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to say words.
She did it and it sounded no different.
Yeah, we're from the wrong area.
From the right area.
Aaron.
We also got feedback from someone who I strongly suspect is Scottish, like lives in Scotland, about how, oh my God, that was so validating because those names are totally different. And I'm like,
a lot of words are different.
Everybody's different.
That's so true. You're very insightful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Let's read the synopsis.
So back to our book.
Oh okay. My God.
Gio.
Gio.
Thank you. Being the eldest son has always been a blessing and a curse. I was raised to be one thing and one thing only. A monster. I'm getting into it. Okay. My father did everything in his power to make sure that's exactly what I became. He wasn't expecting that the monster he created would be the one to take him out.
Ooh.
Vanessa, you're intrigued. I can see it.
Daddy revenge.
Daddy revenge. Okay.
It's like Succession.
Spoilers. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. Now I'm in charge of the family, the empire, everything. I'm learning real fast that being the boss isn't all it's cracked up to be. First order of business was finding a new place to live. Sounds really rough.
Oh my God.
Which castle do I live in?
Oh no. Literally, one of the first houses he looks at has 9 bedrooms.
Oh my God.
Life is so hard.
I don't think if you even combined all of our houses together, we'd have 9 bedrooms.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Anyways.
That's a lot.
When we live in a commune, that'll work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really pushing for that.
I'm ready.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want my 4 younger brothers to have to remain in the House of Horrors, aka our childhood home, any longer than they had to. But the second I lay eyes on my new realtor, my sole focus becomes making her mine in every way possible.
The realtor.
Oh. The realtor. She shows
Shirley
houses.
Was a realtor?
I don't know, but
this
Shirley.
This is why she liked this?
4 stars.
Well, yeah. I mean, because she couldn't see herself 100%, but it's
she was
there.
A realtor, but she. Realtor. I can't say that word now. Anyway, she did that job, and now she's like, oh, that stresses me out. So 4 stars.
Yeah, but it was good.
Too close to home.
Yeah.
She's like, I would never wear that to a showing.
That's actually not how that's done.
Yeah. So I like that he turned on his dad for his brothers.
Yes.
That sounds so sweet.
Yes, you will enjoy that aspect. We'll get Big into that brothers. More.
He takes care of him.
Yeah.
Like a protector.
Yeah, he does.
That's a common, like,
protecting
situation in a mafia book.
Familia.
Yeah.
Familia.
Like see, getting them away the from their dad. And
Who sucks. Yeah.
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 Eloise.
Eloise.
Yeah. I've worked my ass off to land the elite property listings in Melbourne. Okay.
First are they Australian?
They're in Australia.
Oh, my
are you ready?
God.
Are you ready?
Wait a fucking minute. Italian in Australia?
I'm so excited.
Oh, my Duolingo lover didn't prep me for this because
I can't
it's
even
like,
say the way they say no and it's
nar.
I can't do it.
Anarara.
Beautiful.
Like they're
Bellissima.
Like O's or A's, I think. And someone from Australia is going to be like, actually, it's not. First of all, I'm a fucking idiot.
We all
Second
are.
Second of all, my Duolingo bird didn't really give me that.
Your I think lover.
My lover. Who I,
juicy booty.
My juicy booty green bird Duolingo
oh my
angel.
God.
He doesn't really Freak. Talk to me. And I also, even when I did have my extensive Italian training for a few months.
Extensive
for a few months, at least once a day, just so I can get my achievements. So I'd be told, good girl. Mm-hmm. I always turned off part where I had to say it. I was like, nope.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, you're not saying that right. I'm like, yeah, I am.
I can't even pronounce things in English. So who am I to judge?
So anar.
Anar.
The pearl. Yeah.
But I need you to say
day, mate. I don't know. I'm going to get in trouble.
I was trying to figure out. You're canceled. The Australians are coming for you. I was trying to figure out if this author actually is Australian or lives in Australia. And it says she currently lives in Sydney, Kent. Okay. But I don't know if she is Australian, but there's some things that in my list of like, is she Australian? Or did she just pick it for some random reason?
We'll get into that. Are there things in the book that are Australian?
Well, they're in Melbourne, and it sure looks like Melbourne, and yeah, it is not.
Well, and the way that they pronounce it is Melbourne. Yeah.
That to me, because I said Melbourne, and Eric was like, it's Melbourne, and then he's also wrong. So Melbourne. Take that, Eric, but he was wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, they do, they say it Melbourne.
That to me is like the street downtown here in Austin,
yeah,
where everyone pronounces it Guadalupe.
And it is Guadalupe.
Yeah. And I'm like, where did that come from? But I can always figure out the like how it's Burnett instead of Burnett.
It's Burnett, not Burnett.
When I do a weird Southern accent, when I sound like, what in tarnation? Guadalupe. Like, it comes out right like that. And I'm like, oh, I see what's happening.
Yeah. It's Durnit, I see what's Burnett. Happening. Yeah, that's how you remember it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Texas is wrong on most things.
Yeah, it's
so.
Also like Manchac and Manchaca.
Yeah.
One thing about Texas, I would never California it. So California Texas.
Oh, that's right. You're from California.
I got California blood in me.
Look at that.
Yeah. Look at us.
Look at that. Look
but
at us.
We got that deep Texas Austin blood with us. I kind of found it.
Yeah. You're allowed in. I'm not. Anyway, Eloise in Melbourne. Okay, she's worked her ass off to land the elite property listings. The downfall, elite properties come with elite assholes. I've learned over the past year how to deal with the suggestive comments and overly friendly touches from prospective buyers. That sounds like it sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
When I meet my latest client, you want to say the name?
Adieu. Is he from Italy or is he just his name?
They're Italian, like they speak Italian.
Okay.
He's in the mafia.
Why?
There could be Australian mafia. Did he flee Italy?
Great question. No idea. Don't know why they're in Australia.
Maybe they're just like holding down the fort for the Italian mafia there, you know?
They're doing their thing. They're posted up.
Just like what's his face was in fucking Chicago.
Yeah, but they moved to America.
Yeah, people moved to Australia.
But that's like straight out of The Godfather, you know? So it's authentic.
Yeah.
Italian mafia, you move to America. You're Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
There
putting
you go.
Down your, just spreading out. I mean, it's I guess of, you could do
I mean,
it
Australia too. Is like a mix of America and Europe.
You're so getting canceled.
Like, I know.
They're like, they're actually, gonna, we're not.
They're going to send spiders to you. Okay, that's another thing. There's not one spider in this book.
Yeah.
Where's the huntsman spider waiting in the corner?
That's definitely not Australian.
No.
You got to have some spiders. And like a kangaroo.
I call bullshit.
Is there a kangaroo?
Sharks in the ocean?
There's mention of platypus, but you don't see it. It's just a code word.
But no kangaroos.
I did a project on platypus when I was younger, and I love that animal. They're so cool.
What did you say?
I did a project on a platypus when I was little, like
what
a little
did you
presentation.
Think she said?
I thought you said I practice on platypus.
I practice on platypus. Yeah.
Oh, practice what?
You really might be canceled.
A duck-billed platypus. Yeah.
Kissing. Your behavior with the Duolingo bird makes me real suspicious. Ooh,
she's got some serious. She asked for dogs.
I did not.
And Barbara gave it to her.
Barbara gave it to me.
Catholic dogs. That's your thing. Oh okay. Okay.
Priests and dog dicks.
Don't worry. I looked up actors and stuff. Okay. Let me finish, Emily.
Oh, good.
Behave yourself.
Australia automatically makes them hot.
But Italian.
She picked out actors for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you. You're on time.
We're still not even through the synopsis. I'm going to listen.
You're stressed because you know this is your last episode because Australia gone. Okay. I meet my latest client.
Yeah, I do.
All my skills seem to go on vacation. Vacation sounds nice.
I like
that.
That
sounds good for Eloise.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
One look at him has me wanting to throw caution to the wind and give in to the temptation he's offering. But my career is way more important to me than one sinfully appetizing hot piece of man candy. Mm. At least I think it is. Dot, dot, dot.
Maybe.
Another Busy businesswoman looking out for her career.
Busy businesswoman.
It's a common theme mm-hmm. in our books. Mm-hmm. I can't give up my career.
She won't be distracted.
Love. I won't. Yeah.
I can't mess around.
Eye on the prize.
I take this very seriously. I worked really hard for this.
Just
really
one hard. Night won't hurt them, maybe.
Maybe.
What if? What if?
How many pages is it?
508 pages.
I'm saying 202.
362.
Say it again.
362.
Mm. Close. It's page 61.
Oh, nice. She's Shirley. Like, fuck that career.
Wow.
Fuck that career.
You know what?
Are we doing it at the house?
Vanessa, you're skipping ahead. We don't even know what these people look like. But yes. Yes, we are.
I'm right.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to try it out and see what the acoustics are like there.
That is so true, Emily. You should be a realtor.
Realtor writer. Emily Hornberg, showings at noon.
Busy businesswoman.
Okay, so 60.
61.
Wow.
Yeah. So wowee.
I win.
Do you want to know who I picked for your actors? I wrote them on my little book.
I would like to. Okay, so describe the characters, the people. And then let me see how close I am to the actors.
Close your eyes.
Let me grab my little notebook where I wrote it down.
Where you're
why are your notebooks over there?
Because I'm dumb.
Because she's a Lois.
Because I'm a busy businesswoman and I'm too busy to think. Okay. Okay.
All you do have two screens, two notebooks, a water bottle,
surrounded.
A phone.
I'm there,
like, my life's
literally,
shoulders
it's like
just
those like
here.
Baby walkers with all the toys all around them, but you're a busy businesswoman.
Yeah. It's like Minority Report with the screens.
Oh my God. Okay. This is serious.
Okay.
Gio.
Breathe.
Gio.
He is Italian.
Okay.
He is dark hair.
Okay.
Dark green eyes.
Ooh.
And he's described as having like a broad chest, like wide shoulders. And for his height, all I know is that when she is in heels, she notices he's at least 2 inches taller than her. So either everybody's kind of short, everybody's kind of tall, unclear. So
he's taller than her for sure, though.
Okay.
So at least 2 inches when she's in heels.
So he's 5 inches taller than her.
There you go.
Damn. Well, my first thought was Massimo from The Wedding Planner, because we had just talked about him.
God.
But then the height thing came in. I don't see him as tall and broad, and you know. But
you are weirdly close to one of the actors that I selected, but not how you think.
That Dolce & Gabbana guy from the 365 Day movie.
David Beckham.
No.
No, I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
It's like Michelle. Know. They were trying to hook Chloe up with him at the fashion shows. He's so hot. He has a bunch of tattoos.
There you go.
I don't know. Who did you choose?
Okay, so I wrote down several. I Googled Italian actors.
Okay.
Started there.
Okay.
Do you guys know who Chris Messina is?
No.
Oh my God. Actually.
Is he an actor?
Yes. You would, you're on it. Vanessa, you're on it. I have too many screens. I can't look it up. I am going to cry. I'm overwhelmed. Okay. He is, hi Diane. He's my mom's favorite.
What's he in?
So many things. He's in everything. You'd recognize him. I don't know. He's been around forever and ever and ever.
Okay.
That's for you, Diane.
Okay.
Okay. Another one that I thought you would be excited by.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, are you on?
She's on Chris Messina.
I found the guy.
Oh, your guy. Oh,
no,
yeah, Chris
Messina.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like his mouth.
I like his voice.
Yeah.
And his eyebrows.
Something about like the way his mouth is nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like the way his teeth are.
Sure. Sure. Yeah,
if it's the right person. I'm looking way over there and I'm blind, so.
From 40 yards, he looks like, dreamy. Robert De Niro.
Classic, a young Robert De Niro.
Young age, up to you.
Maybe that's dad.
Okay, yeah, okay. That could work.
I'm going to name him as dad, where he's kind of a dick. Robert De Niro. He's kind of, you know, grizzled, yeah.
One that I thought you'd be excited by, but not my final selection, Joe Manganiello.
Good, classic.
You selected him for other things.
He could be good.
Yeah.
He's good.
He could work.
Okay.
Steve Carell is Italian.
No.
His actual last name was Caricelli.
Steve Caricelli.
No. Yeah, so no, pass. Okay.
Set.
Oh, wow.
The guy.
Is that the same guy?
Vanessa, I need a minute with my
show
Kindle.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle Morano.
Is that the Sydney Opera House in the background? Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It is. It's just a rock.
I am betting, get ready to look this up, that you won't know off the top of your head who this is, but it's an actor on Grey's Anatomy who is Italian, like Italian-Italian.
From the guy who played Benny?
I don't
the one that died with Katherine Heigl?
No.
Cute.
No.
The wedding
spoilers for season 5 of Grey's Anatomy.
I no. said Massimo.
That's why I said you were close, because he's on Grey's Anatomy, but it's not him. It's in the later seasons. Okay, later seasons.
What's his name?
I wrote down phonetically how to say it, because his name is Giacomo Gianniotti. It's
Giacomo Gianniotti.
Thank you. To say thank it fast. You. Like, you can just see.
And the thing an is, accent to say it really fast.
He has dark hair and he has green eyes.
Okay, so this seemed, is all still for yeah. the main guy.
It's Giacomo. You're welcome, listeners. Giannotti. You're looking up David Beckham or something, I swear to God.
I spelled it again.
Oh, my God.
I knew it. Do you want me to look at? Hang on, everyone. Quick pause.
Please. So, okay. So, who else do I need to cast? I'll need the dad is Robert De Niro now for sure.
Is the lady white? Is she Australian?
Excellent question. We know nothing about her except that when Gio is standing next to her, she's 2 inches shorter with her heels on. That is it.
So it is the kind of like picture yourself.
Picture yourself.
100%. Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna need to picture someone though.
Picture you.
Is she Australian?
I mean, she lives in Australia. I don't see why not.
Yeah, there's nothing about how she used to live in Italy or that she's Italian
yeah,
as well.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, he could work.
Mm-mm. He's too goofy.
No, go back because there's better. Hang on. No.
Show it to the camera,
I'm dumb and I... No. Give me the Kindle.
It's not a Kindle.
I like the other guy. Oh, I like the first guy. That's who's in my head now. Mm-hmm. I can't change it.
The older guy with the gray.
Okay, there's one that's good.
Christmasina.
Yeah, Christmas.
Christmasina, he could work.
Christmas Tina. That's what I want.
It's like Christmas Tina.
Here you go. If this doesn't get her, I mean, look at that. Come on.
Yeah, but he off that looks like every other dude. Maybe that's one of his brothers.
Yeah, but he can. He's an actor.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
So now you're bad at casting.
What the?
Oh my God! Wow.
She doesn't approve Steve Carell. Of the choices.
I don't understand Steve Carell. No. He's Italian and has dark hair and green eyes.
No, I like Christmas
yeah,
Tina.
Christmas Tina. Diane. Hi, Diane.
She this loves guy. That's yeah. my Christmas Tina. That's who I pictured. That's who, what, he was in some other stuff. Anyway, so yeah. that.
I'll be honest, I don't find the actor that I was talking about and rooting for, I don't find him very attractive.
Oh my God.
I just thought it was really funny that he had green eyes. I was really proud.
I guess she just keeps yeah. showing.
Diane, yeah, showing you're going to have to fight Emily over him.
We can share. I mean, ooh. I'm married or whatever, I guess. Is Diane married?
No. She's going to marry Christmas Tina.
Diana. Diane. What? I got Diane. I got Diane and Christmas Tina mixed up.
That's you're all festered.
Their couple name is Diana. Diana Tina.
Yeah, so it's a mafia book.
Okay, so I'm picturing him, and then I'm going to picture a blonde woman, because that's what I picture for Australians.
Sure, there you go. That makes sense.
Love it. Naomi Watts.
So do they fuck at the house?
They sure do.
Is he there by himself, or does he have his brothers with him?
He's by himself. Okay. Well, he has his bodyguards, because... He's a mafia
yeah.
don.
Yeah.
In this book, in the first 5 pages, fuck, fucking, or fucker is said 20 different times.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Surely, I kind of get why she put the other book down.
Okay.
Because that other book, Darkest Temptation, episode 2, it really takes a while before the switch is flipped and then everything gets really intense. So I honestly, the more I read this book, I was like, if Shirley had stuck with it, I think she would have really liked that.
Yeah.
I think she would have enjoyed the dog kennel. That's all I'm saying, Shirley.
I think that she, because she obviously reads a lot, because she's left so many reviews.
Yes.
I think she's like, I'm not here to fuck around.
She's not fucking around.
I'm or here to get around. To it, that she wants more porn than plot.
Grab me immediately or get the fuck out of the way.
I'm not mad at it.
I get
61.
It.
61.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Shirley and I are a lot more alike.
So a little background for the characters. Gio is the guy who's like... I'm never going to fall in love.
Yeah.
I will never do it. It'll never happen to me. Mm-hmm. He's the oldest. The ages are like 8, 7, 5, 4, and then like a little baby.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
The ages of the brothers.
Oh, like they're babies.
They're so little.
I'm sorry. But I realize what just happened. The age they are when their mother dies that I didn't say. I just started talking about how this book is about children.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
I immediately took the characters and made a Muppet Baby style. Like, just shrunk it down.
All right. I'm canceled now. That makes sense.
It's like the E-Trade baby walking into the house. Like, all right, let's look around.
The baby's buying a house. And they're
Dude, Australia shit's fucking upside down.
It's
they're
a
right.
little rascal. Buy a house.
And she's Darla.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's what we picture now. All right.
Now you get the trigger warning. Okay.
Oh my god, I'm crying again.
Okay. All right, Emily's canceled for Australia. I'm canceled for that. Vanessa, you're next. You let them know.
She's still recovering from last week. From last week's 9/11. So
talk about it.
Oh yeah.
Never forget.
Never forget Drake's dick.
How can you?
Okay.
Okay.
Muppet babies walk in the house.
You're putting the notebook down.
I know, because I read, that's why I started talking about how they're babies. I was reading the note and then not saying it.
Okay. Mom died when they're younger. Dad sounds like he's a piece of shit.
Dad killed mom when they were younger.
Yeah. Still not the trigger warning, though, but that's...
Correct. None of it is the warning. We're not going to go into it. You're good. It's also not about babies, so you're good. Anyway, just look it up. Yeah, when he is 8, he hears the gunshot in the office, doesn't witness it, but he hears the body hit the floor, and then his dad sits them all down, even the baby, and...
the baby's just plopping.
Literally, just rolling so around. Funny, like, roly-poly, like...
Nobody knows how to support his neck in the house.
The only kids that even remember their father doing this is the 8-year-old and the 7-year-old.
So they have this bond of like, we know what we heard.
Those two have been trying to protect their younger brothers their whole lives. Because dad sat him down and said, your mother's dead. Don't cry. Never cry over a woman. And then leaves and lets the nanny just handle them.
Okay.
Not ideal. Not a great dad.
Not a great dad.
So main character is how old at this time? Like 8?
Great question. It mentions that the baby is almost 18. So I feel like he's 17 plus 8.
Math. Okay.
Pop quiz, everyone. How old do you think they are?
Yeah, it's whatever. It's whatever. Because you're picturing yourself in it.
Yeah.
It's whatever age is sexually appropriate for you to fuck the main guy. Because like that's an all 8-year-old. We care about.
Oh, yeah. I just meant when his mom died. Jesus Christ.
When his mom died, he was 8.
Yeah, okay. 8 and 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when they all turn 13 on their 13th birthday, his dad takes him into a room with a man and gives them each a gun and says, it's you or him. And so they all
so their 13th birthday. At 13.
Yeah. Dad sucks.
That's mafia life, though.
That's mafia life. If I know anything about Italian, Australian mafia men.
The mom thing is where I draw the line, but the, you know, killing people at 13.
You're canceled now.
No, I'm just saying, like, in mafia books. Yeah.
She's like, you should cry over a woman, but, you know, sometimes you got to kill someone. And now where do they find these men to kill? Just random people?
Well, he probably did something bad to his dad. He probably stole some money or something. Sure. I'm sure there's, like, a reason.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, well, I guess they do kill people all the time.
Yeah. Get used to it, kid.
Do they go into detail about that? Like, is the guy like, no, please, kid, no. Okay.
It's just something they mentioned. Jesus
Christ. The book opens up and it's a prologue and it's like 6 chapters and it's the point of view of the brother because it's all first person point of view in the book. So it's the brother and then the other brother and the other brother. And it was very overwhelming at first. But once it gets into the real book, it's just his chapter, her chapter, his chapter, her chapter.
Love it.
Anyway, book opens and the prologue is the second oldest brother.
Okay.
Is about to get married. And then someone murders the fiance.
Jesus Christ. Why is there all the girls dying?
Shirley. Talk to Shirley.
I mean, Eloise better stay away.
Mm-hmm.
The women are cursed.
Dangerous. That's what the brother says later. He's like, girl, you should get the fuck out.
That's why he doesn't get attached to anybody.
I don't know how to unpronounce her name. How do we say it?
You said it right.
You said it
right. No, I know, but how Eloise. No.
Eloise. That's how she was saying it.
Eloise.
Eloise.
Yeah. That wasn't me.
Yeah, it was someone.
I've never done anything wrong in my life.
Friend, so it was to another school.
you don't know her.
So
she's back in California. Yeah. so yeah, fiance, she's murdered. And then they find a cufflink there. And they're like, oh my God, that's our dear old dad's cufflink. So Gio goes, that's it. And then he goes and murders dad.
So he killed the fiance too.
That's what
they think.
Yes. They see the cufflink and they're like, I fucking knew it. And then the youngest brother, little baby bro, is with dad that day. And he's like, dad's acting really weird. Like, so they're like, that's what it was. So they go and Gio opens the door and his father's already holding a gun and it's in the foyer of the house. And then
he's waiting.
Yeah. He's like waiting. And then he asks him like, you think you're going to like, what are you doing here? Something like that. And then his dad is like threatening him. And then he says, I made you. And Gio says, and I'm ending you, and shoots him right between the eyes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Gio kills his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. For his younger brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh my I love it. I'm tuned in. I'm locked in.
You're eating popcorn.
You know what? I love it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Blindside. I'm Shirley. I've been Shirley the whole time.
Boom, oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Shirley.
But no, period. Like, I love just that story. Like, I think because I'm also picturing, like, Robert De Niro as that character, and like you can, like I can picture the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're seeing it.
So then after, okay, so where is that in the timeline of like,
that's the dad's prologue. Dead.
Okay.
Book opens up and it's only been a couple of months.
Post dad dead.
Dad dead, couple of months later, book Gio
is, now boss man.
He's the boss man.
Need a new house.
Need a new house because they, after he shot him.
He burned it down.
Burned.
Fuck yeah.
She knows.
She loves it.
You've been Shirley the whole time.
Now Shirley. Now were all the kids in on it where they were just like, yeah, fuck dad. Or was the youngest one like, I don't know.
The youngest one was in his prologue chapter where it was his point of view, there was some reference to, because it's going to be a book for each brother.
Okay.
So she set up, here's all the brothers, here's all the, you know, whatever.
You know what? Kylie, is that her name?
She was Kylie Kent, yeah.
Kylie Kent, way to go.
She's really, like, getting it rolling.
We love you.
Love it. Yeah, the youngest brother was like, everyone's always tried to protect me, but little do they know that I've seen more of the darkness than they ever have, because it turns out, spoiler for book 5, I guess, he is who, his dad has trained him to, like, torture people to get information out of them. Yeah.
Wow. Because he probably was the most easy to manipulate.
He was an infant. So, yeah.
He was a baby. Yeah. Yeah, he's rolling around. Well, and he never had, like, probably the softness of his mom. Like, kindness and stuff.
Sure didn't.
But really, he is a sweet boy, probably deep down.
Yes.
So, I going to get back into reading?
No. I mean, last book that I chose, Shirley, this is why I hate books. So maybe I'm trying to.
Is provoking Emily to read?
I just love this story. I like knowing about the brothers. Maybe I just need to see a movie. Maybe it'll become a movie.
We should do movie days and see how far they get. Yeah. We'll watch The Godfather.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's true. Maybe I should just watch The Godfather and Goodfellas. Okay, so they need to get a new house because the house burned down. Dad's dead.
They've been living in a penthouse, and it's five brothers, and it's like, whoa, it's getting real crowded. And so they need to go look at a house, and she is not his realtor to begin with. His realtor had, like, a last minute. He had to go pick up his daughter. So he's like, hey, can you show this house? And she's like, sure. So she goes to the house. She's waiting. He's 20 minutes late. So she's like, wow, this guy sucks. Yeah. And then she's in, like, the kitchen and, like, sees him out the window when he pulls up. And it's like, you know, mafia guy where his bodyguards step out. And she's like, okay, here
black
we go.
Black Mercedes. But there's a black SUV that pulls up before.
And she describes him as something like, oh, yeah, God has walked out. Like, oh, my. She's just, like, drooling in the kitchen. Like,
he's probably got, like, sunglasses on and, like, a suit. All but
he
like,
does
unbuttoned.
Have his sunglasses on because then he takes his sunglasses off and he has green eyes. And she's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I'm snail trail out of here.
She shows him the house. He just follows her around. Uh-huh. He shakes her hand and doesn't let go for a minute, so it's all very exciting.
Oh, man. There's a little bit of that dominant power.
Well, he's a Don. Shows him the whole house, no spiders.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Not Australia.
The only question he asks is, would you live here?
Oh.
And
smart.
She's like, I mean, it's a beautiful home.
I need to make a sale, yeah.
It's a beautiful home. And he's like, would you live here? And she goes, it's not homey enough for me. I prefer something that I can see a family in, something like this. And so he goes, okay, I don't want the house. And then
she's like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that.
He says, if you don't like the house, then what has you so excited? And she's like, what do you mean? And
oh,
he goes,
my God.
Your heart rate's elevated. And he touches her collarbone.
Oh.
And like, your eye, yeah, you're blushing and touches like her neck. And then he says something like, can I make you read it?
Sure.
Let me grab it.
This isn't a. This is like the same as getting the knee.
I literally was like, I want to make sure we have time because I want to just make Emily read this part. Okay, his lines are in blue, and where he says right here, where he's like, "What's got you so excited? Just go for it."
Okay. Is this where they fuck?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what big wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I moved it around. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hurry up.
Wait. Did I skip ahead? Hold on.
She pushed the buttons.
I pushed the buttons. I saw something about nipples being hard. So okay. This page?
Yeah. Do you see the blue? What does it say?
If it's not this house that has you so excited, what is it, Ellie? Ellie. That's easy to say.
Yeah. And she always goes, it's Eloise. Eloise.
Excited? I ask him. You're blushing, he says, placing his fingers on my neck. Your heart is beating fast. Then he skims his knuckles along my collarbone.
Emily's getting flustered already.
She's collarbones.
I should stop him. I should shove him back. I don't. Then he just met her. Then
literally they had exchanged like 4 words.
Then he leans in, his lips grazing my ear.
Oh my God.
Your nipples are pebbled through your blouse and your thighs are wobbling. I bet if I got down on my knees and lifted that tight little skirt of yours, I'd find your panties coated in your juices, wouldn't I?
Nice to meet you.
So much eye contact. She like memorized the end of that so she could look in my eye for like 5 words.
I did. I mean, have you ever had any interaction that even led to anything even close to that?
No. What?
Like, what?
Excuse me?
I mean,
also,
I guess
I wouldn't say if I had, but no.
Well, if my panties weren't wet before, they certainly are now.
Why is she country?
This is the scene that leads to the first coming.
Well, so they fuck, like, right away? Like, on, they, like, first meeting?
Wouldn't you?
I don't remember.
You're
I guess
snail
we'll
trailing right now.
Guess we'll have to read to find out.
Oh, my God.
Be spreading them on the fucking...
It's not super long. You can go for it. You're already there.
Let's just do it.
It's happening. You're already there. Because I have another scene flagged
for
later.
Also, there's not, like, any more
there's
story.
There's not a lot of plot in this book, so we have time. Go for it.
Okay.
Keep reading. Why are we stopping?
This? No. I say, my palms land on his chest. Mistake number one. I can feel every hard muscle and my fingers itch to roam, to remove his jacket, to skate up underneath his shirt. No? Gio questions me. I feel one of his hands slide up the inside of my leg. I don't know why I do it. I know I shouldn't, but my thighs spread wider, giving him access. I can feel his smile against my neck. I think you're lying, Ellie. I don't know how to do an Australian accent.
Don't worry about it.
He's Italian anyway.
I think you're lying, Ellie.
If it helps
he's
you.
He's too hot. Like, that's the problem. Yeah. Is that he's too hot for my voices.
Yeah, you're not making him dumb at all.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm like
what is he saying?
Is this how you met Jeff?
Yes. Yes. I was showing him a house. And then
he said.
He grazed his knuckles along my jawline.
And then just
pulled up your miniskirt. Just,
he made me go on a long walk. Like, just walk around neighborhood. And, yeah, I was gushed in sweat because it was fucking summer. Side note, we went to the bank earlier today and set up a bank account because we're busy businesswomen.
Busy businesswomen.
And when it was time to enter in the PIN, Vanessa whispered, I'm not going to tell you what it is, obviously, but she like whispered in my ear as if it were something like, put it as this.
For what our bank codes are going to be like
the dick PIN. Or something. She's like, but dick.
She kept making suggestions. You could do girl. You could do this.
I told Barbara to do porn.
Oh my God. I didn't.
But also whenever the bank guy was like, what's your podcast about? We're like,
we all panicked.
Well, I was like, is he asking for personal reasons?
Yeah,
because he wants to listen or for banking purposes?
Books.
Literature.
And then he goes, oh. And then we're like, smut, dirty books.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We all said,
Emily, stop.
Books. And then you went, dirty books. And we were like.
So he's like, okay, so I just type in books. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
We're in books.
Anyways, back to this book. All arguments and any thought of stopping this, whatever this is, fly out the window when his fingers push my panties aside and slide up the center of my pussy. She spells center wrong. Not wrong, but like she is Australian.
Make a tick mark for maybe she is Australian, but she could be like British or something. Because there's also like realize she writes with an S instead of a Z.
I bet that's British. I bet that's Australian because they're British.
And later her mom.
They're not. They're Australian. And I respect that. But like
they already
under
hate
the
you,
monarchy, or whatever. Yeah. Whatever. I'm sorry. I love you. Actually, I love you. If you weren't so damn far away, I'd be there all the time. A moan leaves my mouth, and my fingers curl around the lapels of his jacket. My knees give way. Jesus, the man has barely touched me, and I'm ready to explode. If it's not the house that's got you this worked up, what is it, Ellie? I went backwards.
Something happened. I don't think he... Wait, did I? Am I lying to you? Keep going. You know what you're doing. I'm going to shut up.
Her next line is, I don't know.
Same. Me too.
No, this is right. I think she's like, I think he was like, what's your deal? And then he fingers her around a little bit. And then she's like, this is her thinking. And he's like, all right, what is it? You know?
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
His fingers glide up and down, exploring every bit of my pussy, circling around my clit. And then he inserts them into my opening. Opening.
Mm. I thought that was a new one. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Opening. We've had channel opening.
Well, she's got several openings down there, so.
Ah.
Who knows?
But the one by the clit. Tell me, what has you this excited?
She's looking at me. I don't like it. I forgot.
Okay. She asks again. You. I whisper.
The whisper.
You know, I can't. I'm like, you. But like, but not like ASMR. So it's like, but there's no like, you. But then I need it to be loud enough that it picks up. Oh, it'll pick up. Anyways, I answered my own question. Oh, here he is.
Oh, look away.
What?
I don't know.
Good girl.
Oh.
He says, and then slams his lips onto mine.
Oh.
Gulp.
Stop looking at me.
I can't help it.
You do it in such a creepy way.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm a creep.
Yeah, she that's how you darken your eyes. You look down. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Stop. I'm a creepy pervert, okay?
Make one of your eyes go. Stop it. Okay.
I wish I could chameleon both of them to you both at the same time. Maybe I just look in the middle. My tongue presses through. This is from Gio's point of view.
Yeah, I got that. Yep.
My tongue pierces through her lips when she gasps.
Which
she
lips?
Tastes like.
I was thinking about it. I was like, that's inappropriate. Okay.
Could be any of them. I guess he slammed his lips under hers.
Oh, yeah, kissing.
She tastes like strawberries and something I can't put my finger on. Strawberries.
Hope she's not allergic.
Ooh.
An EpiPen.
Whatever it is, it's fucking delicious. And I want more of her. My cock has been hard since the minute she opened the door.
Does he get hard like this for anybody else? Like, is this just a common thing?
Special.
She's not like all the other girls, of course.
Yeah.
But like, is he permissive? He doesn't want to date people and stuff. He's very like standoffish, right? But like,
he's 8 years old, so I'm sure. I said that when you were talking, and then I was like, I shouldn't have said that, and I doubled down. I don't know. This is Mr. I'm never going to fall in love.
Yeah, right. So I'm sure it's not like a common.
But does he fuck around a lot? Does that ever come up where he's like, I fuck a different girl every weekend or
he's
whatever?
He's a mafia. He's Italian. Hey, I don't know.
The lovers. Hey.
And if anyone knows Chris Messina, please tell him.
Tell him what's up, you know? I made her show me the entire house just to have an excuse to look at her longer. I've moved my fingers up, curling them around and rubbing on that magic spot. Her legs buckle as I push my body against hers harder. Her moans fill my mouth as I fuck her with my hand. Oh my God. I swallow her cries of pleasure while her pussy clenches around my fingers, her orgasm rushing through and causing her entire body to shake. I continue to slide up and down, drawing out every bit of her pleasure. Holy shit, she says.
I like the little at sea movement you did.
Yeah, because her chest heaving as she tries to catch her breath.
Heave.
Heave.
Oh, I have scoliosis.
Oh, holy shit.
God damn it. Okay.
She's right. Crossing her legs.
I have to clench them. I'm like, dee, 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 dee.
I don't need to know what you're clenching. It's fine.
I remove my fingers from her pussy and bring them to my mouth, sucking until I can't taste her anymore. Fucking delicious.
Vanessa and I didn't want you to look at us, so we looked away and looked at each other, and it was just as bad. It was just as bad.
I need sunglasses for this show.
You need those glasses that the gorillas have at the zoo, like so you don't make eye contact with them. Oh, okay. She shakes her. They at the
no fucking
no. Okay, at the zoo, it's not good to make eye contact with gorillas because they go fucking nuts, ape shit. And so they have these glasses that you can put on where the eyes are, so you could look at them, but their eyes are looking away.
I'm picturing sunglasses with googly eyes.
It is, basically. It basically is.
With the sleekies?
It basically, oh my God.
I literally just spit on my phone.
I think it literally is something like that. I'm going to post. It's going to be in the aesthetic for this episode that those look away glasses are there. I'm not making it up. It's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh my god. I don't think there's much more of the scene, to be honest.
She shakes her head. This shouldn't have happened. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't. You coming on my fingers is the best thing I've seen in forever. Trust me, Ellie. It should have and will be happening again.
Oh, shit.
Wrapping a hand around the back of her neck, I kiss the center of her forehead and pull back. She likes it? It's a crack her neck, do you think?
Okay, wait. How do you feel about the forehead kiss in this context, in this scene?
I like it. Okay. Only because it's so sweet.
On top of it, because
it's coming after like a very intrusive situation with somebody that you just met. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like,
and she's saying like, I shouldn't have done that, but like, I loved it.
And yeah, and it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
A couple episodes ago in The Wedding Crasher, the sex scene, she kisses him on the forehead in the middle of sex. And we all were like,
yeah, that's gross.
But this one, I also was like, oh.
It's because
it's the good boy, good girl thing.
It's the balance.
The whenever you, I feel like a lot of books where it's like,
that's basically aftercare.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of books where it's like primal, mm-hmm. like kinks mm-hmm. and stuff, where mm-hmm. you like chase and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the guy afterwards is usually like bathing, wiping, feeding, hydrating.
The wiping. Well, the chasing, primal chasing, bathing, wiping. You're like,
we're back to the babies. Oh my God. That took a turn.
But okay, no, I know what you're saying, but I just immediately ruined it and went, ugh.
You and I looked at each other like,
don't act like nobody's gotten a towel and wiped you down.
Well, yeah, we've all been a toaster strudel before, all right?
I have never been past first base, okay? I'm saving
She's
myself.
A virgin.
You're
I'm
saving myself your 20th anniversary
for my second marriage. I love you, Eric. You don't listen. Okay.
Eric, you know, this is what happens when you don't listen.
Sorry about
so
it.
So this forehead kiss, I approve.
Same. Stamp of approval.
Yes.
The tender gesture is foreign to me, and I have no idea where the urge to do it came from.
Oh, Gio.
Oh, I like that, too.
And then he says, I'll be in touch.
Oh, you loved it.
I love it.
Yes. Shirley's right.
Shirley's
suggestions, that's what's up.
But I feel like she really would have liked Darkest Temptation if she stuck with it.
They got to put this shit in the beginning.
Yeah,
they
got to
put
but she that is was not the whole a thing. Slow burn galley.
Yeah, I kind of, somebody, Vanessa, should friend her and be like, hey, Shirley, you should read this
yeah.
book.
Yeah.
You should keep reading this book.
Shirley.
I wonder if she's read Pugging Around.
Oh, or what was the one where it was page 8?
Oh,
yeah. Mistakes Were Made?
Yeah.
I wonder if she'd like that.
Yeah.
She would not be down with lesbians.
We don't know her. She's down for anything.
She's plucking out her leg here. I don't know.
If she's down for, if she's done pucking around.
Well, I don't think she has.
Well, we don't know. She also has written 500 reviews and 8,000. We only know about a few.
That is true. Who could say?
So whatever happens with them, like let's. You know,
I have forgotten everything.
Okay. Which, I mean, also this book sounds really good and it just came out. So like,
there's, okay. So
he's super had, do they end up getting together?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's,
of course he says he'll be in touch. He's
what are we here
be
for?
In charge. Is her life ever in danger?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Is he, yeah,
so like when he, okay, this is the first time they meet, she shows the house and the only question he asks is, would you live here?
Do they find
she
a house
wasn't
that she would
curious
live in?
To know what her thoughts were. He wanted to know if she would like the house because he one day is like, this is yours.
I love it.
Mister, I'm never going to fall in love.
He fell in love right away.
Instant.
Yeah, he was like, I want to live here.
It's like instant lust, but he also is like, why did I kiss her on the forehead? Like, what the hell? And then when he's leaving, he notices her car is a convertible and he's like, that's not very safe. And then he orders his two soldiers, his like bodyguards, follow her.
Wow. I love it. Wow. I love him.
The whole book is extremely, like, when he talks to her, like, she's in her apartment one time, and he mentions, like, okay, get up and go lock the door. And she's like, how did he know it wasn't locked? Because he's having you follow.
Oh, I love that.
Like, in real life?
He takes, I'm fine with it, too.
I'm not a realtor, so who could say? But in a book?
That kind of, like, care and, like, the taking care of, like, of just like making sure you're safe and like it goes into the acts of service type thing, but also in the like caretaking. Big time. I just love it.
That's,
I love
it. It's so strong. It's so prevalent. It's so repetitive. Uh-huh. Like, big time. He, one of the times that he sleeps over at her apartment, because, spoiler, they get together. he's at her apartment once, and then he has to go, and she's like, oh, that's fine. I understand. And he's like, I wanted to make you breakfast. And she's like, well, that'd be hard. I don't have any groceries. I haven't made it to the grocery store. So as he's leaving, he tells one of his soldiers, go to the grocery store and get her. It's like too many bags. Ugh. She can't fit all the food in her apartment.
I love it. Wow. She takes care of her. I love that. Is that my new love? I think I love all love languages, but like.
It reminds me of that TikTok video where it's like, I love when I can be with somebody and just like zone out. Like, because especially as women, like you have to like be aware of your surroundings and plan stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can just like walk around and be like a baby, like looking at it's your like phone, like
the passenger
not worry.
Princess. Yes. Which I have become in my married life. That was part of Jeff's vows, was that I would never have to drive.
That inspired Burn Dog to not let me drive either, unless it's like dusk because he has stigmatism. So.
His vision's not great.
He's got can't see at night. Bad eyesight.
I have been traveling my whole life. I go to the airport and I'm like, I know, I have my shoes ready. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking on it. And TSA is going to be like, that's the most efficient passenger we've ever had.
I always think the same thing.
Oh, I'm always like, I did really good. Everything is out. I know. Good
A student.
That guy behind me, not
near as good. Like this lady, it's clogged because of her. She doesn't know what she's doing. It's not me.
But now that I've been traveling with Eric, we've been together for like 11 years, I go through the airport and leave my phone in my pocket to go through the metal detector. Like, I'm just gone.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm following him around.
Where's our gate? I didn't look. I don't even know where we're going.
I don't even know what seat we are. I don't even scan my boarding pass. So I'm like, But yeah, if I'm on my own, 100%.
Yeah.
I also, at the TSA thing, I'm also a really good student after I've gone through.
Mm-hmm. I get my shit and I run.
But I clean up everybody else's bins.
Yes. Get your shit and get out of the way.
Oh, they didn't. I've got it.
Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. Our friendship, this is very serious. Can we remain friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you have landed at your destination and you are at baggage claim, how close to the baggage claim thing do you stand when you're waiting for your luggage?
Not close.
And we don't usually check bags either.
Okay, great. But people who
but
stand...
But now that I'm married, I'm like, yeah, I'm checking a fucking bag. I run to
the end.
The end, but you stay at least 2 feet back.
Yeah.
And if everybody stood back, everybody could see. Yeah. And listen, I'm 5 feet tall, and inevitably someone's like, that's a child. And they just stand right directly.
That's a Muppet baby.
I tried... She's only 8. I tried telling Eric, watch, it's going to happen, like when we first started traveling together. And now he's like, they're going to stand in front of you. And I'm like, I fucking know they are. I know they are.
I love busting through people to get my bag. It's my favorite thing because they're all just standing up front for your bag. You don't even see your bag.
Yeah. Fuck off.
So I like to just be like, excuse me. And then like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am never more likely to get into a fight than when I'm at baggage claim after we have gotten home from somewhere. And I'm like, I'm so done with everyone in the world. That in like the produce section at a grocery store.
Same thing.
Everyone watch out.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great book.
So what do the good people at Goodreads think about it?
Well, are we there yet? Do you want to hear?
I don't know.
I mean, we can be.
We just talked about the airport.
We did, yeah. You're like, we're home. We're done. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot more that happens.
Yeah, so he's...
Okay, so wait, let me tell you about how they get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess at this point, he's just filling up her groceries. When do they find a house for her?
Okay, so what happens is he fingers her immediately. And then
I bet he's really good in bed. I bet he fucks really good.
At one point, she makes a joke because they have a little like banter. She's a little sassy. She says, I've had better. And he says, no, you haven't.
Oh.
He's like, I've been following you.
No, you haven't.
Confidence.
I know.
Oh my God, I love it.
He's my new book boyfriend.
Yeah, makes sense. Chris Messina.
Gio Damian.
And then the one from last week.
Ryan Shay.
Yeah, the NBA player.
Yeah.
You.
What did you ask Jeff after the show? You were like, how bummed out would you be if we broke up? Which we'd never break up.
Oh, and I left him for Marcus Smart.
And I showed up to an event with Marcus Smart.
Did he cry?
He was like, that's not even funny.
I don't like this.
Well, and then we also realized I was wrong. Correction about last week's episode where I think whatever position he was, I said it was a Jason Tatum role, but it was actually... A Marcus Smart.
I thought so. When I heard you say that, I thought that's not correct.
Right. That's not correct.
Those of us who love basketball as much as I do, we knew. Me and Jeff. Anyway. Second time they go to see a house, he asks, do you like it? And she says, no.
Why would she even take him there? Like, she's looking at the MLS listing.
No, hang on. I lied to you. That's why. You're correct. Great, great instincts. Second house she does like, so he says, I'll take it.
Oh.
And then I think they have sex.
They gotta have fuck in the house, like, right away.
I think that's the second scene that I flagged, if you want to go into that. But he's like, yeah, do you like it? And she says, yeah, I could see, if I had the money, I could see myself living here. And he goes, great, I'll take it. And then he says, now, backing up, when she first saw him there, she was like, we need to keep this professional. I'm a professional. We're going to be professional. And he was like, cool, show me the house. Show the house. Great, I'll take it. And then he says, now that's settled, I don't want to keep it professional. And they have sex on the kitchen counter.
I love it. He's like, professional time is over.
Mm-hmm. You want to see what I'm professional at?
That's true.
And then she goes out to a girls' night with her three friends. And again, he's full on stalking her, right?
Yeah, it's fine. But he's protecting her.
He bought her groceries.
Yeah, he fucked her on the kitchen counter.
You can hack my phone. It's fine.
It's fine. I ain't hiding nothing.
Just share your location.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the friends recently started hooking up with her hot boss, which is definitely another book that Kylie has written.
Ooh.
But like, it has to be a book, because the way you can tell.
The way they talk about it.
You can tell that it's like, it's another one of her books, because she has several. Ooh. So Eloise replies and she's like, ooh, another friend. Maybe she, her hot boss, has more friends for us.
Oh, and no, he doesn't like that.
He immediately texts her and says, I changed my mind about the house. I need you to show me another one.
Oh, wait. So he's like listening?
Yeah. He's in her fucking phone.
Everything. Mm-hmm. He's hacked her shit.
Two meetings and he's in her phone. And as soon as she makes a joke, which she, it's her chapter. And she's like, I felt a little weird about that. Like, oh, I don't actually mean that. And then he immediately texted, what are the odds? And he was like, no, you need to show me another house. And then he calls her later that night, and that's when they talk for a little bit, and then he says, okay, go lock your door, and then, like, good night, go lock your door, and hangs up, and she's like, how the fuck did he know my door wasn't locked?
Oh. Okay.
So they go to the third house, and that one works out. He likes it, she likes it, that's the one.
He spent the night at all at this point? This before or after groceries? He spent the night for groceries?
I don't think so. This is before groceries, before spending the night.
So she's only seen him at these showings?
Two times, yep.
Oh. Okay, he just made the comment, I want to cook you breakfast, and she's like, I don't have any groceries.
That was later, yeah.
Oh, later.
That's
okay.
Later, yeah.
This is still he's hacked into her phone after meeting number two. Okay.
Yes. And
yeah, we were talking about, like, acts of service earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third house is the house. He moves in. All his brothers move in. She eventually moves in. It's the one.
Yeah. Does she sleep with all the brothers?
What the fuck did you just say?
I read that book.
She's like, how can I make it hotter?
Oh my god, no. But maybe that's in the sequel. I don't know.
Maybe I'll do that book next week.
Find out in April. Yeah, I don't remember anything else that happens. There's like plot where his father died, and then in his will, $3 million is left to an anonymous account, and they're like, ooh, what the fuck? And they can't trace it, and the lawyer's like, I can't tell you anything. So that's a big plot point where they're trying to figure out, like, where is it?
Sister.
Oh.
That's one of them is like, what if he had another family? And they're like, what?
Did they all get $3 million each? Or it's
No. It's just $3 million went not included to them. It wasn't given to them. Yeah. So it went somewhere else. And they're like, where did it go? And the lawyer's like, I can't tell you where it went. I'm just telling you that it's not yours. And then
I bet there's going to be a prequel about the dad.
Oh yeah.
I bet Kylie would write that.
I've been reading a series like that.
Yeah?
I've read all the parents' books.
Oh, they do that a lot with the mafia books.
Their kids' books.
Yeah.
It's like Degrassi.
But it's mafia and like British royalty kind of. Oh.
Do they go to a hitman training camp?
No.
It's next door to husband school that Choosing Theo goes to.
I've read that series. So no. Let me know when you want it.
No.
All right. Well, it's readable. It's not great, but it's fine. Moving on. Okay.
I love this book.
What other questions do you have? None? Any?
You said there was one that I was going to ask. What they eat?
Oh, yeah.
Her favorite flowers are pink roses.
So he sends her flowers.
Yep.
I like that.
Of course
does he fill her house with flowers?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Probably.
You have to read it.
Yes.
He's over the top.
They go on a date because he shows up at a restaurant that she's at before he's spent the night, and it's their first date. She orders wings, and then he just sits down at the table, and she's
wings?
Like...
Wings?
Wings. Wings.
There you go. Well, she didn't know. Date? She stopped by this bar near her office and ordered wings and was waiting. And then he just showed up, and she's like, what are you doing here? Turns out he owns the place.
He bought it while she was in there.
Oh, my God. But yeah, she's like, well, I don't want to eat wings in front of you. And I don't want to do that. And so he's
usually she's hunched over at the end of the bar. Like,
yeah. He's like, he's very like, well, you're eating something. What else do you want? I'll have them bring you anything you want. Like, you can't not eat. You need to eat something. And she's like, no, I'm not that hungry. And he goes, come with me. Takes her into the office because it's his restaurant. And then she's like, are you serious? We're going to eat in the office. And he goes, yeah, you don't want anyone to see. Now you can eat your wings. You need to eat something. And then she's like, well, I don't want you to look. Turn around. And he goes, come here. Puts the plates on the floor and they sit back to back so that she can eat wings in a messy way and he won't look. Mm-hmm. What?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's like this really like dark, sexy book and he's very tender, but then he's also like
yeah,
cheesy dating rom-com stuff. I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah, that's taking me out a little.
He's also like, oh, you won't know it, but I do watch you eat wings. Like, I've been watching you for a while.
This is the third time you've eaten wings this week, like, babe. I'm very aware.
Everything you do.
I'm very concerned about your cholesterol.
I love this.
I'm trying to think. Oh, there was one quote. There was one quote that I had to.
I need to know it.
I was like, there's so many quotes that I wanted to. When they go to his father's funeral, I'm breaking
spin around to that part of your when your they playscape. I kicked my camera. Sorry.
I was going to joke. I'm breaking things in here. We're a mess.
What I fucking get.
We got to wrap this up. Okay. At the funeral, which is it's chapter one. They're at the funeral and a woman is sitting behind him and all the brothers in the front row and she's like sniffling and crying.
The $3 million woman.
No. she's crying and he turns around and he says, you were nothing but a cheap whore he used to fuck whenever he felt the need. Don't pretend to be any different. Dry the fucking waterworks. It's pathetic.
Oh my God.
Gio.
I love it.
My God.
I'm okay with it though.
My God. I thought you would be.
I'm okay with that.
Back from the wings. We good? We're back on track.
I'm back on my
Back on track.
Back from the wings.
What's his name? Christmas time? What's the Christmas Tina?
What? Christmasina?
Christmasina, but Christmas Tina. Is
Christmas time?
Christmas Tina?
I don't see this guy anymore.
I do.
I see the guy I showed.
I still picture him because he can be, he's been in like rom-commy type movies. So I still see him.
I am seeing Zendaya.
I'm seeing Ed Sheeran.
You should watch the 365 movie tonight.
Okay. I don't know what I've seen him in.
I don't think he's really been in anything else. I don't think so.
Who? Christmasina?
No, the Michelle.
Oh, I was still seeing Christmasina.
No, he's been a lot of stuff. I'm talking about.
He was in Argo.
I liked that.
Yeah, he was around. He had a mustache, I think.
Ooh, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Anyways,
good people are good.
What are the good people?
Do you have any other questions about the book?
You know what? I have. What's Shirley's review?
She doesn't fucking have it.
I had it pulled up 2 days ago, and then I was like, oh my God.
I'm such an idiot.
Oh my God. And this laptop doesn't know your internet password. Oh my God. Wait, I can get it on my iPad, I think. Oh my God. I'm being fired.
Barbara.
I'm being fired. Fill the air.
This is almost as bad as when Emily found out that character had freckles.
We just hold still and then we just cut it.
I can cut it out. It's fine.
Or not. My battery. Is that okay?
Everybody watch me Google this. No, I'm hurrying. I'm going so fucking fast.
12% good.
Oh my God. Fucking God. 1-star reviews. Hang on.
I'm at her account. I'm at her account.
I'm doing it. No. Okay.
This is the chaos part of that.
I'm on it. I got it.
Hey.
I had it the whole time.
Hey. Okay. So.
Okay.
What was Shirley's review?
Excellent question. Thank you. I have it ready right here.
It's our first 4-star review.
It is. Oh, my God. Okay. The title of the review is good. 4 stars.
Is there a period?
No.
Just good.
There's also, I realized, no period after her name when she ends Shirley. Period. There's no period. Okay.
Sealed with a kiss.
She's slipping that in.
Shirley, 4 stars. Good. Another good book by Kylie Kent.
Oh, another.
She has a lot. She has another series that's apparently pretty popular. Okay. Loved almost all of this book. Worth the time. And it's with Kindle Unlimited. Shirley.
She loves it.
She loved it.
Worth the time.
She didn't say anything about her leg hairs. Yeah. Shirley gets to the point. She has 500 more books to read.
Yeah.
But I also love it that there was no detail of like.
Did she get paid for the reviews or something?
I don't know. But the only reviews of hers that I've seen are very quick.
Yeah.
Straight. I mean, I love it.
Boring. Didn't finish. Pulling out all my leg hair. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Shirley, again.
Good.
Good.
Period.
Good. Good. It was good.
Good.
You know what? You didn't even have to pull it up. You said, she said it was good.
Don't worry about it. Instant.
I had it ready the whole time.
You did.
So. Okay. Good people at Goodreads. So this one I went way off script because there are only 1,200 reviews on Goodreads because it came out in January.
That's so crazy. That is so crazy how active it is.
Yes. But
if I had 1,200 reviews and I've been out forever, I'd love to get some more reviews.
I've been out forever.
And at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere. Please. Send us some reviews.
Yeah,
please.
Because if the good people who listen and watch spread the good word, then we could do this, you know.
Good stuff, more good.
We could do more good.
Yeah.
You guys sound like preachers.
We can do, yeah. And for $5 a day, you could support some Muppet Babies. If you want to be a pleasure dom, there will be an option for you. Fuck it, I don't care.
Okay, so I pulled some reviews.
The good people, the good reviews.
Yeah, there were some 1-star reviews, but the reviews, they didn't like it because of the trigger warning that I mentioned. Okay. So the only reviews that I did pull are all 3 stars.
Okay.
So first review, Die. 3 stars. Said the Debellies. Feel flat, no personality, no real interaction. This could have been a great series like the Valentinos, but I guess you can't have 2 great familias.
You can't have 2 great familias.
You could have just said family.
Yeah, but Kylie Kent's other series is the Valentinos. Oh. And so she's like, I guess Kylie can't have 2 good familias.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I really like that one. I don't know how to say this person's name. Ooh. It's capital B, capital E, lowercase M-A-N. B-E-man. Okay, B-E-man. 3 stars. I have absolutely no idea what the main female character looks like other than she was beautiful. What color were her eyes? Her color of hair? What did she look like? All caps.
Imagine.
Did not want to insert themselves.
Just whoever comes to your head, too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because even like I'll forget what people's descriptions were like.
Yeah,
I was like, oh yeah, she had brown hair, huh? A lot in my head.
Yeah, you do that a lot when we talk about what these people look like, and you're like, oh, I'm picturing Owen Wilson, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my brain sucks.
That's why you're canceled by all of Australia.
Yeah, that's why they're just like, you know what? Keep her. We're not even going to bother canceling her.
Jasmine's 3 stars. She gets fingered by Gio within 5 minutes, if that, of meeting him. I mean, they did not waste any time at all. That part was a little weird, but after that, I did enjoy the story.
Lucky. That is a little like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get, okay, strap in for this ride. And then the last one I have is another 3 stars, Priscilla. And I love this one because they just wrote, Mafia meets Realtor. Couldn't get any better, but they only gave it 3 stars. Couldn't get any better. 3 stars.
Is it sarcastic? Is it?
Yeah, and it reminded me.
It is a weird like mix,
right?
But it's never. I've never read that before. So
there's when Eric and I first started dating, he had a roommate named. hang on. It's coming back around, Vanessa. Have some faith in me.
He was a mafia guy, and you were a realtor.
I was a realtor, and I didn't have any groceries. No, when Eric and I first started dating, he had a roommate named Garrett, and he's part of Mega 64, and there was some, like, I don't know, some podcast or something where he was on, and he was talking about how a movie that he had watched, he said it was 4 out of 5 stars, the perfect score, and everyone gives him shit. It was so fucking funny, because perfect and 4 out of 5 are not, what?
That's not the perfect score, yeah.
Garrett rules, but when I read Priscilla's review, I was like, oh my god, this is Garrett, this
perfect
is amazing.
Perfect score.
Yeah. Couldn't get any better. 3.
But only a 3.
Could have been better.
Could have been better.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I'm not a realtor. You know? I keep getting new book boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so glad to be back on book boyfriend list and not, this is why I don't read.
Yeah. Instead of being like, you know what? Fuck this.
I'm just never going to stray from Shirley books from now on. Words. That's all I'm doing.
Can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. How many reviews did she have? She had like over 500?
Yeah. Wow. And that's not right. Again, she wrote reviews. Well, I mean, they're not very long, but...
Now, when you finish a book on Kindle Unlimited, does it prompt you to leave a review?
Yeah.
Nice.
Which no, it doesn't. Like, it doesn't for me. I don't think so.
Well, my Amazon and my Goodreads account are linked together on my Kindle. So as soon as I download a book, it goes, do you want to mark this as currently reading on Goodreads? And then as soon as you're done, it asks you to review it.
Oh.
And so you actually have to hit stars for it to show completed in your Goodreads. And that's how it like marks the days that you read it and then adds it to your like
book goals.
Wow, we are living in the future.
Yeah.
I'm not, but you are.
It's so awesome because I forget what I read, and then you have to return your Kindle Unlimited books.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could look at a list.
Oh, yeah. Kindle Unlimited is not unlimited.
It's five. You can have five books in your library.
What?
Only five? I've had more than that.
Or maybe it's 10?
I thought it was like 20.
I've only read like two books. Well, like, again, they're always nonfiction books, so it's like it's never that, but I didn't know that it was.
Yeah, there's a cap. And it's
like a library.
I don't know how many I have, but unlimited. Every time I get one, I have to return one.
Yeah. It prompts you when you try to download. It's like, ooh, pick something to give back. And it's like, okay. But anyway.
Interesting. Yeah. I alert just brand new information.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's what we're here for, to teach you things.
I love it.
Goodreads is cool because then I can go back and look, and it'll show me everything that I read in chronological order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can even, like, do it by page numbers, which I thought was funny. Like,
that's funny.
When I was trying to get, like, my goals, and I was just, like, trying to find short books, you know?
Yeah. You're like, hop on pop. Mm-hmm. Run. Well, when you're done with this, I'm prompting you right now to leave a review, to tell your friends, to add five stars. You know, like, come on. Let's be real. It's five stars. It's a perfect score.
Could be better, but five stars.
You know, whatever. Thanks for joining us. Like, subscribe at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. Share with your friends. Share with your book club. Share with your mom. Share with your realtor. Tell your realtor that this is a good episode, you know, that they should check out.
They'd really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Common interest.
They might be like, oh, wow, I've been in that position before. You know, and email us, clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com, if you want to make it into our baby book of emails for the first year.
We really need to do that.
I'm going to do it because it'd be too cute. And yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.